ومعكم لؤي سعد من إذاعة CKUT 90.3 FM and you can go online ckut.ca on the internet.
Imagination is a magic topic upon which we may soar to distant lands and climes and even go beyond the moon to any planet in the sky. If we came from nowhere here, why can't we go somewhere there?
And welcome to another edition of Jazz Euphorium. I'm your host, David Reed. I'll be with you for the 2 hours here, featuring jazz of Sun Ra in the first hour and some of his inspirations, music, and I think some other newer artists who were inspired by Sun Ra. So that's the first hour. In the second hour, I'll be playing some new music recorded back in 17th of April of this year. For the Neil Hamilton Memorial. He passed away, unfortunately, way back in December. Sad news. But let's get back into some Sun Ra. The first track you heard was from the 1971 album about Egypt. It was Imagination. And next up will be Call for the Demons. So let's get into that right away. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you. vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
And welcome back. That was featuring the Sun Ra, so I'll just do a quick recap of all that. The last one you heard was from Sun Ra and his Solar Orchestra from the album Secrets of the Sun, and that was Solar Differentials. Before that, kind of a more of a, I don't know, traditional or more jazzy kind of stuff. That was, again, Sun Ra and his orchestra from the album Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Beyond Saturn, of course, and then Take the A-Train. Before that, a rare kind of retreat, that was Sun Ra, solo piano, from Ouroboros album, and that was Over the Rainbow. It's kind of a lot of his Sun Ra, if you listen to a lot of his stuff, is really quite out there, really inspirational and really abstract. This one, not so much. And then starting off that set was Sun Ra and his orchestra from the jazz by Sun Ra. And that was Call for the Demons. And that was really his first truly his own album. Started in, I believe, in the middle 50s. So Sun Ra, kind of, he was just kind of recap of his life. A great musician, for sure. He was born Herman Paul Blount. And he was always referred to as Sonny. He changed his name to Le Sonny Le Ra, and, or Sun Ra, in 1950. Kind of inspiration from Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, to name a few. So he did a lot of his jazz throughout the 50s. In the 50s and then 60s, 70s. And he became ill in the early 90s and then passed away in 93. Yep, so that's Sun Ra. His inspirations now. So he was inspired by contemporary jazz musicians, also classical musician. I'm going to play him next. This is Arnold Schwarzenberg. Schoenberg. Let's try to get this one right. And then this is played by Joel Taylor. This is just his interpretation of the homage to Arnold Schoenberg. Great classic musician for sure. And then after that, I'm going to be playing two very modern tunes. One out of San Francisco, another one out of Africa. And this that will be the Ali Free, and I'll get a little bit more information on him on the recap for this next section. So let's get into that right away. The first piece, a little bit more on the classical side, and then really back into some real jazz experimental stuff after that. So let's sit back, enjoy, and remember you're listening to Jazz Euphorium on CKUT 90.3 FM, and let's take it away. Welcome back. So let's just recap here what you just last heard. So that was Ali Free from his recently released album back in April, Space, and the track itself, it was Gypsy Road. So he's Ali Free is a musician from Ghana. He's considers himself alternative singer and songwriter. I thought it was pretty great. Little tracks there. Pick it up on Bandcamp. He's also working on Allegory of Intent. I'm not sure when it's coming out, but check it out on Bandcamp. Might be there soon or in the near future for sure. Before that was the Brown Fillions with their album Black Ambient Mud, which normally mud is pretty ambiently black. And that was Black Angels. A little bit about them, again, featured from Bandcamp. On the lead was David Blonsi on the saxophone, Kevin Carnes on drums and samples, Kirk Patterson on bass, a group out of San Francisco. I just recently picked them up, pretty out there, really good, I think, mix with, all this is pretty good mix with the Sun Ra, heard earlier, kind of a top up the hour. Again, pick them up if you like. They are also this album that you just heard from the Black Ambient Mud came out in April 20th of 2020, so pretty recently. I think they're also have had one in September, but check them out. And before that was a homage to Arnold Schoenberg, done by Joel Taylor. And again, not really jazz in that sense, but Sun Ra was quite inspired by him. And you can kind of see if you look at that type of music, listen to it, you can see where Sun Ra was picking up that real experimental stuff. So I really enjoy that too. So I'm going to finish off this hour with one last track. Sun Ra's in the group. It's the sensational guitar of Dan and Dale. This was a group that was session musicians were brought in. Musicians were brought in just to do kind of tacky pop music, I guess. This was this album is Batman and Robin from the TV show, the comics, and everything else. And the track will be The Batcave. Just playing this because Sun Ra is actually in the group. playing here. So I think it kind of rounded out things pretty nicely for this hour. And I'll be back with another full hour of, like I said, some live music recorded back in April of this year. And I'll run through that first. But let's listen to that Batman, the Batcave, and a few ads, and then I'll be back at the top of the hour. Enjoy.
These folks at CKUT love their 100% certified organic and fair trade gourmet coffee from Saint-Tropez. Prepared in the heart of Montreal with beans from all over the world, you can find and get your own cup of freshly brewed Saint-Tropez coffee from AUS Snacks on McGill campus or from Café Saint-Tropez on the corner of Saint-Urbain and Duluth.
I need a fresh cappuccino with a mocha twist. Fresh cappuccino with a mocha twist. Fresh cappuccino with a mocha twist. Hey, miss.
Au Québec, la vaccination contre la COVID-19 est en cours, mais l'ensemble de la population n'est pas encore protégée. Même si vous êtes vacciné, vous devez continuer d'appliquer les mesures sanitaires. Portez un masque, maintenez la distanciation physique et lavez-vous les mains régulièrement. En cas de symptômes, passez un test de dépistage et respectez les consignes d'isolement. Apprenez-en davantage sur les mesures au québec.ca/coronavirus. Respectons les règles, tout le temps, sans exception. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Welcome back. Remember, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Jazz Euphorium. For this hour, I'm going to be playing a lot of sets from the Neil Hamilton Memorial Gig. Neil passed away, unfortunately, last December. So he was a musician in the UK. And these musicians came together live to perform. And I really, it was a really great concert, unfortunately for a sad occasion. Starting off the this set will be the Julian Costello Quartet, and then finishing off with a bunch of tracks by the Way Out West band. I'll get into the detail who they are. Some introduction, there's some for each track. Some of this stuff was done by Neil, or inspired by him, or just music that he requested during the memorial gig. So sit back. It's really good music. Sad occasion, like I said. This is for the Neil Hamilton memorial gig, and this is the Julian Costello Quartet starting off the set with